Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes. Now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. I am so excited to be back with you after a bit of a hiatus, and it is such an honor to be back on the airwaves with Transformation Talk Radio. I'd like to introduce my new producer, Zach. Hey, Zach.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing well, and how about yourself?
Doing well, can't complain.
Well, we would, but who would listen, right?
Yeah.
So we are all in a state of change and a time of transition right now. So tell me, Zach, besides the recent events, what has been the biggest change or transition you have experienced?
Oh, well, that's, I just moved to Seattle actually 6 months ago for this job from Colorado. So that's probably the biggest change I've experienced, period.
And that is a huge change. And I think some people believe that negative things are only things that really startle us or make us uneasy. And that's a perfect example. And if there is one thing that's inevitable in life, it's change. Right? As the saying goes, the only constant is change. And a change affects us all, and we each deal with it differently. But I think the key is how we deal with it, how we accept it, and cope with it during the times of change and transition. And that is what we will be discussing today. So change is defined as to make or become different, or to take or use another instead of. Whereas transition is defined as the process or a period of changing from one state or condition to another. Very similar definitions, but I would challenge you to see change as something that happens to people, even if they don't agree with it. Whereas transition can be internal. It's what happens in a person's mind as they go through change. Change can often happen suddenly, while transition usually occurs more slowly. And we experience transition in a number of ways. So many of life's transitions begin with a string of losses or even perceived losses. It could be the loss of a role, maybe a job or a role in the community, the loss of a person, whether that's a loved one, a parent or a child, or even a friend, or the loss of a place. Perhaps you had to sell your childhood home, or the loss of a sense of where you fit in this world. And I think that's what a lot of people are experiencing right now, is a loss of sense of what's next, where do I fit in, where do I go? And really, any significant loss makes people feel fearful and anxious. And that is very common. Since your future may now be filled with questions, it's a normal reaction to be afraid. And we really live in a culture that has taught us to be very uncomfortable with uncertainty. So when this happens, we are anxious when our lives are disrupted. But much like you, Zach, on the positive side, these transitions give us a chance to learn about our strengths and to explore what we really want out of life. This time of reflection can result in a sense of renewal, rebuilding, stability, and really a new equilibrium. While life transitions are often difficult, they do have positive sides. They provide us with this opportunity to really assess the direction our lives are taking. Their chance to be growing, to be learning, to be experiencing new adventures. And a life transition can be positive or negative. It can be planned or unexpected. Some transitions happen without warning. They might be quite really dramatic and traumatic, like in the cases of accidents or deaths, divorce, job loss, or even a serious illness. While other life transitions come from a positive experience, maybe you're getting married or you got married, going away to college or the military, starting a new job, Zach, like you did, moving to a new city, buying a house, or even having a child. Even though events like these are usually planned and anticipated, they can be just as life-altering as the unexpected events. So whether positive or negative, life transitions cause us to leave behind the familiar and force us to adjust to new ways of living. And that could be something as basic as weather changes, moving from Colorado to Seattle, for example. They can leave us feeling completely unprepared and maybe even throw us into a personal crisis, feeling shocked, angry, sad, and withdrawn, or feeling excited, exhilarated, and ready to take on all life's challenges. Many times, I've seen transition can occur in the business world and personal lives simultaneously. And there's an organizational consultant, his name is William Bridges. He found three stages in this transition model that really personally, in my opinion, being in the corporate world as well as in personal development, not only relate to organizations, but to individuals. So stage one of that is ending, losing, and letting go. Stage two is the neutral zone. Stage three is the new beginning. So stage one, ending, losing, and letting go. When people first learn that a situation they understood and were comfortable with is about to be replaced with something new, many times they experience an emotional reaction. And I think as not only leaders, but as individuals, as a person experiencing the change, if we fail to understand and acknowledge that, you will see resistance from either yourself or the people around you. When we can really realize that change is on the way and we see it coming, whereas in our current situation, we slowly saw this coming and then it was upon us right away, people start feeling afraid. They may enter into denial or become angry and sad, feeling disorientated and frustrated and really experiencing uncertainty. So dealing with these feelings truly takes patience. I mean, that's why they say patience is a virtue. It's not something I'm good at. It's something that I learn to do more and more every day. So it's not as easy as saying, oh, just calm down, be patient. We really need to encourage one another to be open with our emotional reaction to change and be understanding about the way that we feel and then what the way others feel. You want to look toward the positives of the change and show the positive results the change can bring about. And then you can help yourself and others let go and be ready to move to the next phase of transition. And that next phase of transition is the stage two, the neutral zone. When people enter the neutral zone, they're not exactly entirely comfortable with change, and they will still need a lot of encouragement. As stated earlier, by now, change is inevitable. It is taking place and people are getting used to the new ways of doing things, right? The quote unquote, the new normal. The transition and learning curve is stressful, and we need to acknowledge that and understand that not everybody is settled into the new way of working. We might look back and think, or maybe even openly state, that it was much more pleasant. It was better. It was more satisfying. But yet at the same time, people are in the process of adapting to the change that is really before us. And as that happens, we are going to see people experience reactions like resentment. You might resent the change. You might see attitudes and morale are low. And motivation and productivity, they will suffer personally and professionally. We get this anxious and unsure feeling. We might be skeptical about the changes and the new rules and the actions. You know, that frustration really sets in. But when we can get past that and we provide lots of encouragement and remind people of the positive results that will come and recognize milestones and successes at home with our kids, with each other, and help people through those times where they're bogged down and they're stuck in their heads. We want to encourage that open communication and give people the support that they need to move ahead and succeed. Once we do that, we can move into stage three, the new beginning. So have you ever been through trying times only to find out that after a while, things kind of start to feel like they're falling into place? That's what happens in stage three. People are beginning to see that the old way wasn't as great as they thought. New behaviors and practices, they're seeing results and you're really starting to like them. Personally, me, I am loving my new morning routine. I'm still getting up at the same time, but I don't have a commute time. I can take a walk. I can be out in nature. I can get my steps in. I'm feeling more resilient. I'm feeling more alive and more rejuvenated because I have a new normal and new routine. And once we see that, the emotions we experience become far more positive. We feel that energy. We feel more alive. We want to learn more. And we appreciate what was once had, but how that can be better and really how to achieve the most optimal results for the situation that you're in. Of course, this is not always the case. And sometimes, like in any transition, you may waver back and forth through the various stages. It takes time. Transition can turn into transformation. We need to trust in ourselves and truly trust in the process and help each other along the way. We need to be patient and understand that these stages could go back and forth. You might enter one stage, you may go back once we hit stage two. And that's not regression, it's progression. It's allowing ourselves to keep going. So when we come back, we are going to get into why we react to change and why transition takes time. You are listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Don't forget to subscribe online to receive the latest news, events, specials, and words of encouragement. Go to getrootedradio.com. Welcome back, Zach.
Hello,
I'm going to throw another question at you right away.
Hear it.
Have you ever caught yourself saying, well, that wasn't as bad as I expected after something changed?
Oh, all the time.
Right? I mean, we're so fearful of just pushing forward, of taking that risk, whatever that risk might be, or doing something, that the worrying and the anticipation of that unknown is so much better or so much worse than actually just going through with the event. I've had that, I don't know how many times. And it's even in the small things, like, I've got to call the plumber. What if I call the plumber and it's going to cost so much money? Just call, just take that step. And I think that is in with any change. So why do we react the way we do to change? And life's transitions are challenging because they force us to let go of the familiar and face the future with a feeling of vulnerability. And being vulnerable is hard and uncomfortable. I know that is probably the worst feeling I ever experience, is that vulnerability, is letting somebody see that soft underbelly side of you. And I think, why are life changes so major? And I really believe that the emotional reaction to change is largely a response to being confronted with the unknown, or that which people fail to understand. So when you don't know something or don't understand it, you fear it. And the reason major life shifts can impact our mental health, it really comes down to how the brain functions. The conflict sensors in the brain changes when life shifts, and this causes brain chaos, is called cognitive dissonance. This activation of the conflict sensor becomes stressful to people. And not everyone is affected equally. Many times personality and our background determines how change impacts our mental health. So for those who seek novelty, change is usually easier to swallow, while those who really are more comfortable with the status quo will find life transitions more challenging. And this does not discriminate whether it's positive or negative change. Positive change impacts our brainwaves in the same way. Even change that is generally positive, such as the celebration of a marriage, the birth of a child, it registers in the brain the same way as more difficult events. The brain feels more comfortable with old patterns, and anything new presents a dilemma. When it comes to positive life changes, the brain is still challenged to do something different. Even if that change is positive, it can induce anxiety or uncertainty or feeling of unfamiliarity that then triggers habit pathways in the brain. Meaning, as soon as you feel the stress, you want to go back to old habits. So that's why some people really like, this is something good. This is something happy. This is something I wanted. Why am I so afraid of this change? And that's why. It really sets through the different stages. And if you think about the stages of life transition, similar to what we spoke about during the earlier segment, successfully moving through a life transition usually means experiencing a range of negative feelings: anger, anxiety, confusion, numbness, self-doubt, even if it was an expected change. And those feelings, those negative feelings, then lead to a feeling of loss of self-esteem. Then we start beginning to accept the change. We acknowledge that we need to let go of the past and accept the future, which then can help us bring a feeling of hope about the future. That feeling of hope about the future will then give you a feeling of increased self-esteem, which then develops an optimistic view of the future. So you need to be able to flow through those. And the process of moving through a transition doesn't always proceed in an order in the nice little predictable stages. People usually move through the process in different ways. And as I said before, often cycling back and forth among the stages. So humans have always been scared of the unknown. Like, take Christopher Columbus. He sailed across the ocean blue, as the poem goes. People were frightened he was going to sail right off the end of the earth. Now, there's a stigma of the unknown for the obvious reasons that we are not sure and we do not understand the consequences. Much research suggests we generally like to be able to anticipate consequences. We want to know. We want to feel in control. That's why the act of falling can be so frightening. We don't know what to expect when we land. So my son and I did Taekwondo for a number of years, 12, 13 years, maybe even more. And I really injured my knee. I did a jump and I landed and I blew out my knee. And from that point on, I wasn't afraid to jump. I was afraid to land because I didn't know what was going to happen when I landed. And that's very much about the unknown. What if? The body and mind is designed for stability, an equilibrium position based on known conditions. Anything which upsets that equilibrium produces physical and psychological alerting responses, really in response to preparing the body for potential danger. So hence you have those reactions like the flight, fight, or freeze. And this again makes us vulnerable, which most people don't like to feel. So Andrew Smith said, people fear what they don't understand. Or put another way, T.L. Swan said, we do not fear the unknown. We fear what we think we know about the unknown. In either case, it is the unknown. It's the change. Many people may think, what will it do to us? But instead, let's ask, what will it do for us? So how do we get over the fear of the unknown? I've got 7 tips for you. The first is understand your fear. Fear is not unique to you, right? It's not just one person experience it. It's part of our human DNA, and it's not unusual for you to feel fear when you are stepping out into the unknown. Our brains are hardwired to prefer negative consequences to uncertain outcomes. Our brain doesn't like us stepping out into the unknown or living in the world of change. So if you accept that you have fearful thoughts, but don't let these fearful thoughts paralyze your life, that's when you're going to start to understand your fear. The second is find the cause of your fear. What is that underlying root cause? Our fear of the unknown is instinctive. It's an essential part of our survival. There's that fear that will protect us and heighten your senses in threatening situations. That's a good fear. We want to listen to that fear. You know, why don't you jump off the edge of a cliff into a lake? That's kind of a good fear. Then there's a fear that paralyzes you and stops you from living life to the fullest. This is a fear that you need to understand why it exists within you. The fear of the unknown is made up of many thoughts and beliefs that result from negative experiences. When we begin to face and step out of our comfort zone, when we get that opportunity, and we spend some time in analyzing the cause of your fear, that's when you can start growing. Once you've identified the cause of your fear, then brainstorm those ways to minimize the risk and ways in which you can cope with the hurdles that you may face. Third is question your fear. We all know that our fears are not based on reality. The fear of the unknown is based on our perception of what might happen in the future. The future hasn't happened yet. You know, that's where we need to take our fears and question them. So if you ask yourself 3 questions when you're questioning the fear that you're facing, what evidence is there to support my fear of the unknown? What are 3 examples where I have successfully coped with the uncertainty? And what evidence is there that I will fail and my fear of the unknown will be right? Always remember that your fear of the unknown is not based on reality. So question it and move forward. And relating to that, the 4th tip, accept failure as an option. You hear people say, failure is not an option, but actually it is. An underlying cause of our fear of the unknown is based on our fear of failure. This is especially true when we are about to embark on a new journey and it's going to take us someplace out of our comfort zone. If you really understand your fear of the unknown and have looked at a realistic risk in regard to stepping out of your comfort zone, then you just have to accept the failure could be an option. If you cannot accept that the possibility of that happening, then your fear of the unknown will convince you to stay place, right? To stay put. Remember, your fear of the unknown prefers that you don't do anything and that you live with regret that then step out of and possibly fail. If we take away that idea, we have taken back that fear. 5, ride the wave of fear. Anything we try in life may come with discomfort, disruption, and feelings of uncertainty. It's pretty much guaranteed, and we're not going to be able to avoid it. However, once you accept that over time, the discomfort will subside, then riding that wave of fear becomes a lot easier. 6, embrace change. The more we resist change, the more it will persist in our lives. Accept that you cannot avoid the effect of change in your life. Also accept that change is not to be feared by you. The more we open ourselves up, it makes us become more resilient and more courageous as we move forward. Stepping out and embracing change will open us up to a world of opportunities and growth. And number 7, practice mindfulness. It's truly the key to quieting your mind. Your fear of your unknown is created by your thoughts and self-limiting beliefs that are all held in your mind. Many times, doing negative self-talk and having thoughts spinning around in your head 24/7. These thoughts and beliefs will not go away overnight. It takes commitment and work from you to retrain your mind so that you have peace and successfully manage the noise of the thoughts in your mind. So do your best to be unafraid of the unknown. 1, understand your fear. 2, find the cause of your fear. 3, question your fear. 4, accept failure as an option. 5, ride the wave of fear. 6, embrace change. And 7, practice mindfulness. Once we get over this fear, we can get into coping with change and the transition process. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we will discuss coping mechanisms. I'm Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did you know you already have everything you need to live a vibrant and powerful life? Who you are and how extraordinary your life is affected more by your mindset than anything else. Tune in live each week to Vibrant Powerful Moms, Mondays, 3:30 Pacific, 6:30 Eastern, to join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares tips, stories, and interviews with enlightened guests to help you create an extraordinary life. For more information, visit VibrantPowerfulMoms.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
We're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, sign up for helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. So we began today's show with understanding change and where it comes from. We talked about the transition process and why we are fearful of it. Now that we understand that not all change is life-ending and can lead to opportunity, and we have a bit of a better understanding of why we react the way we do, let's talk about some coping skills. So first, let's accept that change is a normal part of life. Many of us who have this attitude seem to have the easiest time getting through life transitions. Seeing changes as negative or as experiences that must be avoided makes them more difficult to navigate and less personally productive. The next is to identify your values and life goals. So if a person knows who they are and what they want from life, they may see the change as just another life challenge. These individuals are willing to take responsibility for their actions and don't blame others for the changes that come along without warning. And that's not to say that bad things happen and we have control over it. It's more about, where do we want to go? You know, this is my value. This is how, what happened to me. And it's my responsibility and how I react to it. So not to minimize that bad things happen without your control. You're not in control of everything that may happen to you, but you do have a control and a really big part on how you react to it. Next is learn to identify and express your feelings. While it's normal to try to push away feelings of fear and anxiety, you will move through them more quickly if you acknowledge them, right? Feel the feelings. Make them real by either writing them down or talking to somebody, whether it's a trusted friend and family member or a professional. These feelings will have less power over you if you face them and express them. Next, focus on the payoffs. What are the benefits? Think about what you have learned from other life transitions. Really recall the stages you went through and identify what you gained and learned from each experience. Such transitions can really provide a productive time to do some important self-exploration. Now, self-exploration is not easy. To look within, to see what did I learn, what did I do wrong, what can I can correct, and what can I control, and what can I let go of those things that I can't control. They can be a chance to overcome fears and to learn to deal with uncertainty. These can be gifts of the transition process. And if we look at the payoffs, we learn more about ourselves and we really understand what makes us happy and fulfilled. Next, don't be in a rush. When your life is disrupted, it takes time to adjust to the new reality. Expect to feel uncomfortable during a transition and as you let go of old ways and old habits and the way that things used to be. Don't live in the past and try to avoid starting new activities too soon, right? You need a chance to reflect and think about what is really best for you. Expect to feel uncomfortable. Get comfy being uncomfy. You know, a time of transition, it's confusing, it's disorientating. It is normal to feel insecure and anxious, and these feelings are just part of the process, and they will eventually pass, but don't expect to feel comfortable during the entire change. And one that is can be very hard for individuals to stay sober. So I'm not talking about a recreational drink here and there, or enjoying a social hour, happy hour with friends. It's using alcohol or drugs during this confusing time is not a good idea. It can only make the process more difficult, especially when it typically drugs and alcohol will really exaggerate the feelings that you're already feeling, right? If you're angry, if you're confused, adding a substance to that is just going to make those feelings come out even stronger. So try to stay sober. Take good care of yourself. As we said before, transitions are very stressful, even if they're supposed to be happy times. You may not feel well enough if you just gave birth to participate in your normal activities, and that's okay. Find something fun to do for yourself each day. Get plenty of rest, exercise, and eat well. Take the time to take good care of yourself. Build your support system. Seek the support of friends and family, especially those who are accepting of you, those who don't judge, and encourage you to express your true feelings. You know, a time of transition is an excellent time to seek support from a professional. They might guide you through the transition process in a safe and supportive environment, especially if you don't feel like you have anybody to reach out to who's non-judgmental. And also take this time not only to build your support system, but to remove those toxic individuals from your life. And acknowledge what you are leaving behind. And that's a big step. It's really the first step to accepting the new. Think about how you respond to endings in your life. So do you generally avoid them? Like the person who ducks out early on her last day of the job because she can't bear to say goodbye? Or do you drag them out because you have such a hard time of letting go? Perhaps you make light of endings, or you joke a lot about things, refusing to let yourself feel sad. Before you can welcome anything new, you must acknowledge and let go of the old. Another is keep some things consistent. We know that things are changing and not all things can stay the same, but try to keep some things consistent. What we're going through now, keep getting your kids up at a normal time. You know, when you are experiencing a significant life change, it helps to keep as much of your daily routine consistent as you can. Accept that you may never completely understand what happened to you. And this is what I was talking about a little bit earlier when I said sometimes you can't control what happens to you, right? You can only control how you respond to it. So you may not understand why somebody did or why you went through a situation. You may not completely understand that. You are likely to spend a lot of that time feeling confused and afraid, and it's going to be uncomfortable. The discomfort and confusion will pass and clarity will return. And then last is take one step at a time. It's understandable to feel like your life has become unmanageable. To regain a sense of power, find one small thing that you can control right now. Then really break it down into small, specific, concrete steps. Write it down, take a post-it, put it on your computer, put it on your mirror, and maybe cross off each step as you accomplish it. Times of life's transitions offer you the chance to explore what your ideal life would look like. I'm not talking about a perfect life, because that doesn't exist. When things are in disarray, you can reflect on the hopes and dreams you once had, but perhaps forgot about. Take this time to write them down in a journal or talk about them with a friend. Now is a good time to take advantage of that fork in the road. Creating that balance and looking within really allows yourself to follow your passion and purpose, and reaching out to others can help that. Seeking guidance and tools for your toolkit can also help. You can and will get through every season of change. I mean, look at our different seasons. We've got winter where things are, you know, dying off, where they're getting ready to have that rebirth as in spring. And then you're getting to summer when everything is bright, there's sunshine, everything is growing and is healthy. And then we've got fall where things are slowly letting go. And it's like the transition process. You need to allow yourself to go through those changes to grow, to shine brighter, and keep moving. You know, some lessons I have learned during the times of transition. Lesson one is to be kind to yourself. Self-care is so important. And I'm not just talking about getting your nails done, getting your hair done. I think we all found right now that we can do without a lot of those items. But self-care still, when you are maybe in the house with so many different people that you're not used to being around 24/7, take the time to self-care. Do something that is fun for you, that you can walk away from. And don't beat yourself up for whatever happened to cause the change. Lesson two is take the time to process. I said it earlier, is feel all the feelings. Take the time to feel them. Feel the confusion, feel the depression, feel the grief, the anger, the excitement, the unknown. It's when we kind of unpack and live there that we have that problem. Feel the feelings, let it go, and then start to rebuild. So take the time to process what you've been going through. Lesson three is schedule time. So if you are in the home with so many other people, maybe your husband's home, your significant other, the kids, and you're being pulled in a lot of different directions. Take some time for yourself. So beyond self-care, take that time to schedule time to be alone. And perhaps if you're alone and there's nobody here and you're starting to feel loneliness set in, schedule time with friends. And that doesn't mean, even though right now we are supposed to be social distancing and we're not supposed to be with one another, that doesn't mean we don't connect. You know, do the Zoom calls, the Skype calls, the house party calls. Get video, see each other, call one another, send text messages, write somebody a letter. That's actually my favorite, is when I go out to the mailbox and I get an actual card instead of a bill, it's so nice. So schedule that time, put it on your calendar, and don't cancel that appointment with yourself. Lesson four is question boundaries. So push outside that comfort zone. You've built walls around yourself that you're afraid to break down because you don't know that unknown. So push outside your comfort zone. But remember, don't let others invade your boundaries that you set, whether that's time management, that's personal, that's, you know, the self boundaries. Don't erase those. Those aren't for negotiations. They're not up for negotiations. And lesson five is look ahead, but still be present. When we can see change coming, it's helpful, yes, but don't obsess and worry about what it is that might be coming in the future. The future's not here yet. We don't know what it will bring. Be mindful, be present, and enjoy where you are at by still being able to look ahead and be prepared. Even with these coping techniques, change and transition will take time and won't be easy. In no way am I minimizing that, but taking time to enact some of these or all of these can assist in making it bearable. We're going to take a quick break and we'll wrap up our discussion about handling change and transition. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Living a richly abundant life? Sound too good to be true? Listen in to Richly Abundant Women with Julie Steelman on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Embrace a vibrant future of breaking free financially and creating a richly abundant life filled with prosperity and growth. To learn more about Julie Steelman and Richly Abundant Women, visit www.juliesteelman.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any of the information during the last segments, go to GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com to listen to the replay. Don't forget to subscribe for other tips and specials. Change is not only inevitable, but it can lead to beautiful opportunities, even when they come from the deepest wells of pain and loss. When we greet uncertainty and the unknown with self-care, self-love, support, we have much better chance of maintaining our mental health during major and even minor life changes and finding our way to a future that holds many new adventures. Many times life events force us to call on all the strength and resilience we have within us. Perhaps a child or a parent falls ill, your spouse or partner loses his job, a close friend dies, you're diagnosed with an illness, or you're suddenly widowed. We never know what challenges or difficulties lie ahead or when they will happen. The coping skills we use to get through hard times are the same skills we use every day to bounce back and handle life's ups and downs. A positive attitude, the support of family and friends and community, and a habit of activity and learning. Recalling the coping skills discussed in the last segment, we talked about accept that change is a normal part of life, identify your values and life goals, learn to identify and express your feelings, focus on the payoffs or benefits, don't be in a rush, expect to feel uncomfortable, right? Remember, get comfy being uncomfy, stay sober, take good care of yourself, build your support system, acknowledge what you are leaving behind, keep some things consistent, accept that you may never completely understand what happened to you, and take one step at a time. It is important to remember that everyone goes through this process at their own speed. Some people will be receptive to change and will go through all the stages very quickly. Others will be more set in their ways, getting maybe through the first couple stages and taking longer to deal with the others. One final thought, as you are trying to either comfort or assist someone in coping with the change or going through it yourself, we are not all in the same boat. We may have experienced similar situations or events, but each person is different. I mean, how many times have you said to someone, "I know just what you mean," or "that happened to me too"? I'm guilty of it. I've said it before. Well, I meant it in a way to show support. It can also be a point of discomfort. We might be getting people not comforted, but feeling resentful. We have many of the same sort of things occur, but our experiences and current life positions make it affect each other differently. So I saw something posted recently. Unfortunately, I don't know who the author is. It was unknown, but it summed up the thoughts I'm having about the change and transition and how we experience it differently, especially what's going on right now. So this is what the post read. We are not in the same boat. It is said that we are all in the same boat, but it's not like that. We are in the same storm, but not in the same boat. Your boat could be shipwrecked and mine not be. Your boat could be a yacht and mine a canoe. For some, quarantine is optimal. A moment of reflection, of reconnection, easy in flip-flops with a cocktail or coffee. For others, this is a desperate financial and family crisis. For some that live alone, they're facing endless loneliness, while for others, it is peace, rest, and time with their mother, father, sons, and daughters. Some want to go back to work because they don't qualify for unemployment and are running out of money. Others want to kill those who break the quarantine. Some are home spending 2 to 3 hours per day helping their child with online schooling, while others are spending 2 to 3 hours a day doing the same on top of a 10 to 12 hour workday. Some have experienced the near death of the virus, some have already lost someone from it, and some are not sure if their loved ones are going to make it. Others don't believe this is a big deal. Some have faith in a higher power and expect miracles during this 2020. Others say the worst is yet to come. So friends, we are not in the same boat. We are going through a time when our perceptions and needs are completely different. Each of us will emerge in our own way from the storm. It is very important to see beyond what is seen at first glance, not just looking actually seeing. We are all on different ships during the storm, experiencing a very different journey. So this post is not only relevant for our current situation, but for any sort of change and transition in life. We all have different experiences, different backgrounds, different histories. We all experience and perceive things differently, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Broadening our perspective begins when we even recognize that we have different perspectives, that the conditioning of our circumstances and our histories give us each a slightly different slant on how we perceive and then respond to the same events. Even individually, we could be responding to the same or similar event in a different manner. So for example, the death of a loved one. The death of my mother was easier than the death of my father. Now that sounds kind of horrible when I say it out loud, but when my father passed away, it was unexpected. He was the first of my parents to pass. The circumstances were very different. When my mother passed, it was expected. It was a blessing to have her at peace. Plus, I had learned coping mechanisms to better deal and accept her death than when my father passed. So very similar things, a parent passing. But how I dealt with it and how I accepted it was very different. As our circumstances continue to shift, our perspectives will shift and the changes and transitions become easier. You know, you don't have to be in the same boat to be empathetic. You don't have to be in the same boat to be kind. And you don't have to be in the same boat to have sympathy. You don't even need to be part of that same storm or experience a similar event to show compassion. Now more than ever, and even after our current situation goes away, we need to be judgment-free. We need to be kind and we need to listen. And we need to remember that everybody handles things at a different rate and in a different manner. We can overcome change. We can transition to the point of transformation. Let me say that again. We can transition to the point of transformation. We can all do hard things and come out shining bright. We just need to trust in ourselves, do that heavy lifting, stay positive, seek help and guidance, feel all the feelings, and go through the cycles as many times as you need to. Handling transition and change is going to be uncomfortable, but it doesn't have to be life-ending. Know why you're acting the way you're reacting, reach out for help, and take your time. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. If you missed any part of today's episode or you want to listen again, go to getrootedradio.com for the podcast. And don't forget to tune in live the first and third Monday of each month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Before I sign off, remember to ask yourself, am I living a rooted life? If the answer is no, take time to think about what you need to do. Then take action to take that answer to a yes. One way to take action is to set up your free Empower Hour call with me. No charge, no obligations. Go to getrootedradio.com to find out how I can help you take action. And if you're ready to live, love, and let go, join me for my signature 12-week coaching series, The Rooted Life. Go to Get Rooted Radio, The Rooted Life tab, to learn more about the 12-week series, to sign up, and get that free Empower Hour. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing day. And I'm looking forward to the next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you've missed any part of this hit show. And tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.